Why did you drop out of college?
Couldn't afford it.
You know, something I think we've become really desensitized to is how rare it's become to see a very successful, visible person in basically any field who comes from a genuinely working class background. Nicola Scola is obviously incredibly talented and deserving and all of that, but also kind of miraculous in this way. And it's not just celebrities and it's not just the arts, right? Like, people don't tell you this, but if you come from a working class or poor background and you become successful, again, in basically any field, it's likely that you're going to become the only person like you in your immediate surroundings. For example, I don't have a college degree. I didn't do well in high school, but then I went to a local community college where I did do very well, and I got accepted to some pretty prestigious schools, but I couldn't afford to go to them. My parents could not afford to co-sign on these major loans, and there was absolutely no way I was going to be able to do it myself or pay out of pocket. So I just didn't go, and I am still now 36 years old without a degree. It was a very clear case of you have the merit, you have the ability, but the money is standing in the way, or I guess the lack thereof. And it felt completely devastating at the time, but it was also somewhat to be expected, right? Like, when you come from a background without money, you're very used to that lack of money being a limitation for so many things that would otherwise be possible. Things that, by the way, we often tend to speak of as if they were totally merit-based. But anyway, like, through a combination of luck and hard work, but mostly luck, I now have like a pretty prestigious media career. And I live in New York City and I'm upper middle class, which means that almost everyone I encounter has a college degree. And I do go out of my way to maintain close friendships with other people who come from working class backgrounds, in part because otherwise I would lose my sanity. But professionally speaking, it's like essentially unheard of for me to encounter someone who didn't go to a four-year school, often has postgraduate degrees, often from extremely prestigious and expensive colleges. I could list out a million other ways in which their entire upbringing and way in which they entered this professional world was different than mine, but we don't have time for that. The point is, we often like to delude ourselves that we live in a classless society, but in fact, if you look at America's social mobility, it's actually much lower than many other developed countries. And basically, no matter what you're successful in, if you are successful as a working class person, you're likely to be the only one of you. So many things that would have been impossible for you growing up are treated like just the norm that everyone experienced, including things like going to college.